We have been focusing over the last couple of weeks on, we began looking at seven realities that Henry Blackaby talks about, seven realities of experiencing God. And, you know, in looking at those things, we looked at the idea that, he talks about God working around us, that God is always at work in and around our lives. And He's always working, by the way, on our behalf, isn't it? See, we talked about that. We talked about the fact that God is pursuing us in a love relationship. God is chasing you. Doesn't that feel good? You see? That God is actually chasing after you because He loves you and He wants to be in a love relationship with you. Well, this morning we're going to talk about reality number three that basically says that God is inviting you. Okay? But He is inviting you to become involved with Him in His work. Okay, so there's an invitation that has been given. Probably most everybody in here is familiar with the Charlie Brown cartoon series, right? And you know, there's two characters in the Charlie Brown series. There's Violet and Patty. And Violet and Patty are really, their characters are antagonists of Charlie Brown. They just really like to irritate and tease and harass and anything they can do to poor old Charlie Brown. And in a lot of the cartoons with Patty and Violet, there's this theme that just seems to keep coming out over and over again, and they would say something to Charlie Brown like, "Charlie Brown, we're having a party, and you're not invited." And then they would just kind of revel in, you know, their teasing of poor Charlie Brown. The fact that they're going to have a party and they're not inviting him. You know, the idea of being invited to something is kind of special though, isn't it? See, isn't it? You like to be invited to stuff. You like to get that invitation, you know, whether it's a wedding invitation or just a dinner party or a birthday party invitation or whatever it is. We like to be invited to things, don't we? But you know, when it comes to invitations and being invited, there's a couple of things that we have to make sure that we understand about how invitations work. Okay? And so basically, you know, you think about a lot of events that go on are by what we refer to as invitation only, aren't they? In other words, you know, the host or hostess, it sends out invitations to those particular people that they want to attend whatever the event is. You see? In other words, you know, you don't just get to walk into an event uninvited. That's in circles that people call rude, you see? But generally, you're supposed to have an invitation to go to certain events, right? Okay? Well, who is it, when an invitation is sent out, who is it that gets to kind of lay out the terms, so to speak, of the invitation? Well, it's the host or the hostess, right? You see, the person who's doing the inviting, they get to lay out, you know, the date and the time and the attire and whatever is expected of those who are invited to the gathering, don't they? It's up to them. And the persons who are invited, their responsibility is to either accept the invitation or to not accept the invitation. If they accept it, then they accept it on the terms that are given, don't they? See? So in other words, if you get an invitation to someone's house to, you know, to have dinner or whatever, you know, and they say, you know, dinner's going to be at 6 o'clock, then you don't get to say, well, you know, hey, I'd like to come to dinner, but I can't come at 6 o'clock. I don't like 6 o'clock. That doesn't work for me. You know, I need to come at 7, or I need to come at 5, you know, whatever. Or, you know, if you get an invitation to, you know, a formal event, you know, a wedding per se, and you know, it's formal attire, And you say, well, I don't like wearing a tuxedo or a suit or whatever. I'm just going to show up in my shorts and tennis shoes and T-shirt. You say, no. You accept the invitation based on the terms that were given and prescribed in the invitation. The guest accepts the invitation that has been given by the host or the hostess. Well, the reason I'm telling you all that is just to kind of remind you of this idea of the fact that God is inviting every single one of us to come into relationship with Him and work with Him. Okay? I want to encourage you to turn over in your Bible to Matthew chapter 11. Here's a text that, you know, is probably familiar to most of you at least, okay? It's an important text here for us to understand this idea of God's invitation. Because really, I think that's what this text, at least in part, is all about. Listen to what it says. This is a reading from the English Standard Version, okay? He says, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, does that not sound like an invitation? Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. God is inviting us. If you are a person who labors, okay, if you fit into that category of all you who labor and are heavy laden, anybody here not fit into that category? I mean, is your life so great, everything's going so wonderful, and you have no struggles, no issues, no problems, and Satan doesn't bother you not one bit? Anybody in here fit that category? Okay, then I'm here to tell you this morning, you fit into this invitation. Now, doesn't that sound good? You see, you have been invited. He's included you. You see, if you are some of those who labor and are heavy laden, He says, come to me. Come to me. That's an invitation, you see. And He's calling upon us to work with Him. Notice the language that is used here. Take my yoke upon you. Okay. Well, you know what a yoke was for, don't you? You see, you talk with the Bible talks about a yoke of oxen. It's a piece of back then it was made out of wood mostly, and it would bind two oxen together so that they would work as a team. You see. And so God is saying to every single one who labors and is heavy laden, He's saying, look, I've got some work for you to do, but I want you to join me as a team. I want you to put my yoke upon you so that we can work together as a team. And then in doing so, I want to teach you some things. He says, learn from me. Learn from me. So we're going to work together, and I'm going to teach you some things. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And what's the result of us working with God as a team? He says, you're going to find rest for your soul. I don't know about you, but I like the terms of that kind of an invitation. How about you? You know, those are good terms as far as I'm concerned, you see. That we get to work with God as a team member, you see, yoked together with Him, you see, and He's going to teach us how to do the job. You see, I think sometimes we might be reluctant to accept a particular kind of work because we don't know how to do it. You see, a lot of jobs will say on-the-job training, no experience necessary, and that's kind of the way it is with God. No experience is necessary. He says, you can learn from me. I'll teach you what you need to know. Okay? And the end result is you're going to find rest for your soul. Okay? How's that invitation sounding so far? Sounding pretty good, isn't it? You see? God is inviting you to work with Him in His work. Now, one of the things that we got to keep in mind at all that is we don't get to choose the terms. Remember, we talked about that a moment ago. It's His terms that we're going to work with Him at. When we go to apply for a job, somebody's wanting to hire us for something. We've got to accept the terms of the employer, don't we? You say, the employer says, okay, you know, here's the job right here. Here's the hours that I need you to work, and here's the kind of work that it is. And you go, oh, you know, I don't like those hours. Can't handle those hours. I'm just not a morning person. You want me to be here at 6 o'clock in the morning? Are you crazy? Most likely, Jerry, what are you going to say to someone like that that come to you for a job? You're going to go, I don't think you're going to fit here very well. You see? But it's the idea that says, you know, when you're invited by someone else, and that's, by the way, that's what a help wanted sign is. Don't you agree? That's an invitation to come and apply for a job. We need help. We need laborers. You see? And in a sense, that's kind of what God is doing. He's got a help wanted sign out, doesn't He? Help wanted. I need laborers. But even as the employer, He gets to set the terms, just like the invitation says. So, you know, we look at this, and God has given us an invitation to come and work with Him. Okay, we need to understand that He's inviting us to become involved in His work. Okay, underline in your notes there, His work. Okay, look over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. We looked at this passage a couple of weeks ago. It's one, again, that we're familiar with. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good. Who's doing some work here? God. God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been invited. Okay? That's the word there. They have been called or invited according to His purpose. Whose purpose is it? It's God's purpose, you see. But again, here what we're seeing is that God is inviting or calling us to join Him in His work. But it is His work that He's calling us to join Him in. God is working on our behalf. We saw that before, right? God is already working. He's working around us. He's working in us. He's working through us. He's working on our behalf, and He calls upon us or invites us to join Him for His work or His purposes here. It is according to His work. See? His purpose, what is that all about? What exactly is God's work? Well, it is to reconcile mankind to Himself. That's what His work is all about. It is a work of reconciliation. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Where does this work come from? Paul here identifies it beginning in verse 18 as from God. He says, this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. You see, God's work is the reconciliation of mankind. That is to restore people, human beings, man, to a relationship with Him, right? We've been talking about that. This is not anything new. You see? The thing that we've got to understand is that's what God's work is all about. You see? That's what His efforts are all about, is reconciling man to Himself. He wants us in relationship with Him. You see? and He invites us to come into that relationship with Him. And He calls upon us and invites us to work with Him in that relationship so that other people might be reconciled as well. That is His work. That is His purpose that He has. In chapter 6 and verse 1, if you go down and read a little bit further, as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. I like that term there, God's fellow workers. You see? Because it's telling us that's who we are. Remember we saw just a few moments ago that God invites us to be yoked together with Him, right? You see? That means that we are, as we said, a team. We are fellow workers with Him. You see? And that's how we should identify ourselves. Okay. Now we have jobs, secular jobs that we go to and they provide us money to live off of and all those kind of things, right? And someone says, well, what kind of job do you have? What do you do for a living? Oh, well, I'm this or I'm that or, whatever your occupation is, right? But our number one answer should be, I'm a fellow worker with God. Okay? I'm a fellow worker with God. Because I have joined Him in His work. I'm yoked together with Him in His work for His purpose. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to finish up right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the text that was read for us as we began this morning. Paul, in writing to the church in Corinth, in this particular part is addressing a problem that existed in the church over divisions that people were making, because what they were doing was they were making allegiances to individual preachers and so forth. There were those who'd been taught by Apollos, and they're saying, well, hey, Apollos is the one who taught me, and I'm following him. And others who were taught by Paul are saying, oh, I'm following Paul because he's the one who taught me the Word of Christ, and so my allegiances are him. And there started to be divisions in the church over these kinds of things going on. And so Paul begins by rebuking the brethren there over bringing up these kinds of divisions. You say, there shouldn't be any of this. And what's happening here is you're acting like infants. You don't need meat yet. You've got to have milk because you're just acting like, basically what he's saying, you're acting like children. And then look at what he says here in talking about what needs to be done. You see? He makes a distinction here between the people that are working and what God is doing here. Look at beginning in verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. Wow. Okay. Is that not humbling? Begin with right there. Those who had been lifting Apollos up on a pedestal, or those who had been lifting Paul up and saying, oh, I'm following them, I'm following him. And Paul is saying, you know what? We're nothing. We're nothing but servants. You've got it all wrong here. See? Because all we are is servants. And we're servants of God. Okay? Because after all, this is God's work that we are involved in. Paul's saying it's not about me, it's not about Apollos, it's about God. This is His work that we are involved in. Look at the next verse. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but who is it that made it grow? God. It says, this is God's work here. We're talking about this morning in our Bible class, we're just doing what God told us to do. We're doing what the Master has assigned us. You see, it's His work that we are involved in. Verse 7, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have but one purpose. One purpose is all we have. And what is that? Look at what he says here. And each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. We've got one purpose, and that is to do God's work. Okay? That's our purpose. And God is inviting us. He invites each and every one of us to join Him in His work for His purpose. Okay? And when we get that, okay, when we get that, not just up here, but when we get it here, then things like when we talk about and we hear people say, well, you know, I just don't get a whole lot out of church. That's why I don't like to go. Well, excuse me, it's not about what you're getting out of it. It's about what you're supposed to be putting in because you're working for Him. You see? And so what happens, and what I'm saying is that begins to change the way we think about church. It begins to change the way we think about what we're doing and why we're together, why we are part of the Lord's body to begin with. It is so that we can be effective in doing His work, the work that He has invited us to join Him in, to accomplish His purposes. Okay, that's what it's all about. So this reality, you see, of experiencing God calls upon us to look at the invitation that God has given to every single one of us to join Him in what He is doing. And He calls upon us out of love, as we talked about last time, you see, in pursuing us in love. That's part of the invitation. Why do you get an invitation from someone to go to some kind of event? Because they care about you. They're thinking about you. God is inviting you because He loves you. See? But He's inviting you to join Him in His work. And when we really are thinking about it in that way, we look at our experience with God in terms of His invitation to work with Him, then it will begin changing not only what we do, but how we do it. Okay? And that's what I want you to go away with this morning. God is inviting us to join Him in His work. Okay? God is inviting us. He's inviting you to join Him in His work. Now, as with every invitation, see, usually on the bottom somewhere of that invitation that's sent out, there is these little letters down there. And before I really understood what that was all about, I said, what's RISP mean? RSVP. See? That's to indicate that the one doing the inviting is expecting a response from you. And God has invited each and every one of us to join Him in His work. And there's an RSVP on that invitation. What's your response going to be? For those of you who are here that are not Christians yet, what is your response to God's invitation going to be? Your response to join Him in a relationship with Him. If you're ready to make that commitment, you recognize that your sins are still separating you from God. You're ready to make a commitment to follow Christ, to have Him be Lord of your life and to join Him in His work. Okay. Then call upon Him as Lord. Confess Him as such. Repent of the sins that are separating you from God. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that right now. you're ready to make that response to His invitation. For those of you who are already Christians, you've given your life to Christ, but maybe you haven't joined Him in His work yet. Maybe you've been focusing your life on doing your work. It's time for you to focus on doing His work in your life. If you need guidance, help, encouragement, teaching, whatever it might be to help you to be more effective in working in the Lord's work, and that's what we want to help you do. We can't help you if we don't know what's going on. So we offer a time of an invitation that you can come and say, hey, this is what's going on in my life, and this is what I need. And that's what we're about ready to do. Tom, if you'll come up and lead us in a song. Ted will be in the back to receive anyone who'd like to talk to him privately back there. And I'll be up here in the front to receive you. Let's stand together.